every day I try to describe soul. Maybe you can hum 8 bars of what soul represents.
What's up? I'm Amanda Costco, and you're listening to the Electric Runway Podcast, a podcast exploring the intersection of fashion and technology. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hey, I have a question. Can style be quantified? We often think that style comes from within, from a certain person's creativity or je ne sais quoi. But ask any designer or stylist, and they'll tell you that there are rules. Just as there are rules for writing code, there are tried and tested formulas for putting together what's classically considered a stylish outfit. For example, the rule that a little black dress will take you anywhere, or the rule that every outfit should try and incorporate color, texture, and pattern. Or how about the rule that horizontal lines will make you look wider while vertical lines will make you look slimmer? As big data begins to play an even bigger role in our lives, companies are trying to crack the fashion code to find out how data combined with artificial intelligence can help improve our lives and wardrobes. My guests today are Anastasia Sartan and Marina Milkus, the co-founders of a startup called Epitome. Epitome is a chatbot service that promises endless and effortless style with only 40 pieces of clothing, and this includes shoes and accessories. Seems like a dream come true, right? Here's how it works. Strike up a conversation on Facebook Messenger with Epitome Stylist, and they'll send you a week of looks based on this 40-piece capsule wardrobe. The bot can then provide further examples and street styling tips to demonstrate variety. Here to tell us how they've nailed down the formula for fashion are Anastasia and Mariana of Epitome. Anastasia and Mariana, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So I know I'm catching you when you're sort of like in between meetings in the Bay Area. That's how things go in San Francisco. But I want to talk a little bit about this chatbot service that you've come up with together. So for people who don't know, what is Epitome? How can people access it? And maybe talk about the idea a little bit.
Okay, so I'm going to start and Marianne is going to add. Epitome is the first stylist chatbot. And actually what we do, we simplify fashion and style for busy people. And our philosophy is quite easy. It's get rid of excess and focus on style. We're different because we show you how to work with a compact 40-piece wardrobe and how to shop mindfully and look better than ever, all in the organic messenger experience.
And so for people who don't know, can you give us a Coles Notes version of how chatbots actually work?
Sure. Yeah, I can speak a little bit about that. So chatbots are actually at the height of their development right now. They're evolving very quickly, evolving daily. But overall, the idea is that you can communicate with brands and services the same way you would with a friend through a messenger. According to the New York Times, actually, messengers are the new apps.
So as I understand it, in addition to getting outfits for the week, there's also this option to personalize your style based on your body type and your color type. So it's basically like this friend that you have that has really great style and can tell you what to wear. I tried to access the weather features in Canada. Is that available in US only right now?
No, it's available. Weather feature is available all over the world. But other features, we're rolling out them bi-weekly, and personalization is the biggest thing that we are working at right now. And our next steps will be to personalize by body type and lifestyle. And for example, do you travel often or do you have a certain dress code at your work? But we're doing it a bit differently compared to other styling sources or websites. And because we're a chatbot and a messenger bot, we do not need to ask a million of questions, and we just can ask you to send a picture of yourself and we will analyze it and we will know, for example, what color of your eyes and what is the color of your hair. And with the help of AI and neural networks, we will be able to know a little bit about your body type, and we can get an access to your Instagram and we will understand what your lifestyle is all about. So our task is to get to provide the interaction with Epitome as organic and as effortless as possible.
Yeah, so I want to return. Oh, sorry, did you want to add something, Mariana?
Yeah, I just wanted to add just a little bit about the weather feature. So the way that works, and we definitely like to see what issues you had with it, because we're constantly improving and very eager to hear feedback from different places in the world. But the way it works right now is that you just share a location with the bot, and then it kind of picks up on the weather forecast that is expected for your area. And we've had great feedback on that from the US and Europe both. So let's talk after this, and we'll try to help you figure out how to get it set up.
Yeah, because I'm really excited about this idea that, because for me, I know that it's very frustrating to, you want to be stylish all the time. You want to put these outfits together and look collected, but you want to feel comfortable and you don't want to be spending all kinds of money. So I'm very excited about this idea that data can be used to help eliminate some of that thinking that I have to do about style. And so I want to return to this idea of get rid of excess, focus on style. We've been hearing a lot in fashion about capsule wardrobes lately. Can you tell me a little bit more about the research you did into finding out what items people need in their closet in order to look endlessly, effortlessly fashionable?
So a few years ago, back in Moscow, I've created one of major e-commerce fashion startups. And while doing that, I was always in between of photo shoots, meetings, and parties, and changing endless carousel of dresses. And then when I became a mom of two baby boys in 3 years, and I no longer could fit in any of my dresses and outfits, and I didn't have any occasions to wear my heels. So I got my new challenges. I needed to understand how to look wow when I pick up my son from daycare, or when I go for a date night with my husband, or when I go to Safeway to buy some groceries. That's why I was thinking that, okay, what I did before by selling fashion, it actually doesn't satisfy customers' needs, because they don't want to buy more and more. They just want to look good, and they want to look good every day and know how to do it exactly. So I started to reading books and look through thousands of archival photos, and that's when I met Mariana. And she can share her experience, what we did afterwards.
Sure. Yeah. So I come from the magazine side of the fashion business, so to say. And also, you know, over the years, it's just this endless flow of trends and endless argument in favor of buying more and more. And my observation was the industry basically does everything to make you feel unsatisfied, to make you feel that you don't have enough, that just this one more purse will make you feel complete. And my whole inside just rebelled against that. And we kind of knew that this is the focus of the industry, but we both are very tired of it. And then we started to sort of look through this secret formula, you can say, of style. We started to search for that formula, looking through, you know, pictures of style icons and looking for the pieces that all of them wore in common, as we like to say. And it all just trickled down to basically 40 pieces, 40 pieces for women and 40 pieces for men that let you put together over 1,000 different looks for any occasion. And it's super easy. So we looked at styles of such style icons as Audrey Hepburn and Jane Birkin and Steve McQueen and Paul Newman and many, many others. And basically that was kind of a revelation, because, you know, the industry makes it seem that style is so complicated and you need to work so hard to get it right, but you just really don't.
So, yeah, and what we end up with that now, to look stylish, all you need is to have a certain 40 pieces, by the way, including accessories and shoes, in your wardrobe, and our Epitome fashion bot that sends you every morning a certain look, depending on what you are and where you are, that suggests you what to put on. You do not even need to think what to put on anymore, because you have more important things to think about.
Yeah, it really does sound like a dream come true. Like lately, using the service myself, I feel like I have a fairy godmother living in my smartphone or in my messenger. And they're just, you know, telling me what to wear and telling me how to stay stylish. So I'm very excited for it. Now, most styling apps and services that we've seen on the market want to make their money via affiliate marketing. So they show you something, like let's say a handbag, and you don't have it to complete that look. So you click the link and then they make a percentage of the sale if it turns out that you bought that handbag. But with your whole business model of actually needing less, how do you plan on making money?
Okay, so actually we do try affiliate money as well, and we're very straightforward upfront about it. We say when we offer some of the goods that we get the percentage out of it. When we do that, we are researching the web, finding that ultimate pieces that we offer, because we believe that it's better to buy one good piece instead of buying 10 not so good ones. It's better for your style. It's better for our environment. It's just better overall for your money saving as well. I'm going to talk a bit about how we see it in the future. We believe that fashion brands are finding out what the bots are right now. Actually, this month was quite significant in this case because Burberry and Tommy Hilfiger, they released their bots. And they're awesome. The one by Burberry is really beautiful. But these ones are come and go. You play with it for a while and then you never come back. And at Epidon, we see more than 50% of our first comers still using our product on the second month. So that's why we believe that we will offer white label solutions for brands that will provide them a scalable personal revenue channel.
So you're saying that you could, like, yes, there is some affiliate marketing going on to consumers because let's say, you know, you recommended a bomber jacket. I don't have a bomber jacket. I can get that piece through you and then you'll in turn help me use it over and over again. But then there's also this opportunity to be a service for brands and then you're doing styling with their pieces. So you could take those 40 pieces that you have in your, you know, in your data sample, and you can apply that to any fashion brand and say, okay, we can do this for you.
Yeah, they can provide you this spot for this target audience and that, like that. Yeah, exactly.
That's super interesting. Now, I have to admit, I'm a little bit ignorant on the amount of data that is collected on me when I engage in a chatbot service. So maybe you could share a little bit about the data that you're collecting and how you're using it.
So actually, it's kind of very simple because we're based on Facebook's platform, and that's one of our advantages for users. When users are on Epitome, they're on Facebook, so that means that if they trust Facebook, they trust us. And Facebook's policy is very strict in terms of collecting data and very well thought, so we cannot collect or share any user's data without user's approval. And if we do get any of your data, we say about it, or we ask your approval to do that.
Got it. Okay. So you mentioned like the Tommy Hilfiger and the Burberry chatbots that are acting as a kind of concierge service. Do you think the future of chatbots is customer service and product discovery?
I'll let Mariana do her.
Do my part. Sure. Sure. So the idea is not just to use the chat bot for the sake of just being a chat bot because it's trendy or whatever, but instead to make the interaction more natural, to use that behavioral sort of common communication flow. And the questions that we ask ourselves initially is, when we go shopping, where do we chat with stylists? Where do we ask for a friend for an advice? Do these things match, or how do I wear this? We often do this in messengers more and more, and that's why we are there. That's why all these other brands want to be there, because it's very natural. People share a lot of experiences, a lot of news in messenger. This is why the news companies came there first, and now every business can kind of twist it in a certain way to make that interaction, whatever their field is, to make it more natural and organic. And chatbots really have an immense number of possible implementations. So it can be a concierge service, as you say, it can be product discovery. It can be just something that makes your life simpler in one or the other areas. You know, we always discover new fun bots these days. It's like almost a daily situation where, you know, there are some that remind you about, you know, something you need to do. There are some that help you save money. And we are trying to make style easier for you. We're trying to help you not think and just always look great because you have more important things in life.
And so you mentioned
a couple, mm-hmm. if you don't mind, I will add a couple of business points.
Of course.
As a reply to this question. So now actually it's kind of trending the sort of information that every business will have to have a communication strategy in messengers, because messengers are bigger than social networks right now. They have even more people. And actually the only possible scalable solution to have any sort of the strategy there is bots. Another thing which is very interesting is that when selling fashion goods started to be an e-commerce was actually always lacking an important part of it, a shopping assistant. And call or client centers, they were not a good substitute because they assist you after you made a purchase, not while you're trying to make a decision. And we all who come from e-commerce, we know that the best conversion rate from customers to buyers is about 3%. That means that about 97% are leaving your store without buying anything. And mostly because they do not know what to choose or how to choose, they're just confused. And with chatbots, you can recreate this function and lead your clients through to purchase while satisfying their needs, which is a big thing. And we are going to see how it's going to be developed.
Yeah, especially with the gap that you're talking about between, like, you know, obviously there's websites, and as a retailer, you have to have your website optimized. But with so many consumers with their smartphone in their hand when they're making purchase decisions, like you mentioned earlier, Mariana, you know, going to their mom or their friend and sending them a photo, like, should I buy this? Do you like this? What color do you like better? A lot of brands really don't have mm-hmm. their mobile strategy figured out. And so this could be really the solution, which I think is what you're saying, Anastasia.
Yeah.
So we're exchanging emails earlier, and you mentioned in an email to me, Anastasia, that Epitome replaces personal stylists with artificial intelligence. And I want to know, I've been thinking about this so much lately. Do we really think that style can be quantified and reduced to just data? Or is there a human element in style that machines can't replace?
So by my personal belief, and that's what I constantly read as well, and that's what our tech team actually proves, and that's what they say as well, is that now technology is not quite ready for a complete AI experience. So the combination of a human and a robot, that's what's working. And because only then we can deliver quality content and scale it at the same time. But machine learning is getting more and more advanced, and I'm sure that we will see some impressive bot-driven fashion projects starting with us.
Yeah, because I mean, I think about it, and even though Epitome is a bot that's telling me, okay, wear a cardigan and an A-line skirt, I mean, I'm still going to accessorize, or I'm still going to be the one deciding exactly how to wear that cardigan. Is it buttoned up all the way, or, you know, like left open a little bit? So I think there's still an element for that personal human touch. But it's very fascinating with this idea of style and data and how we're actually starting to narrow that down. It's quite fascinating.
Yeah, if I can add a little bit, sort of the way we try to address it and build on what Anastasia is talking about, that currently when, you know, we send you a look, but then once you open it, we suggest four different ways to wear it. So we kind of show you all the possibilities of styling. And yes, you're absolutely right. You make that choice yourself. And then you can also, you know, always switch it up. And we have some great ambassadors who do some pretty amazing things with, you know, sort of even the most basic looks that we send them. But overall, the way that I kind of see it from the content perspective is that, yes, style right now is sold as something that is very hard to do. And as I said, I'm probably not going to repeat myself too much, but what I was saying is that basically we're trying to give users the tools with the, you know, variations on each look that we send. We're trying to give them the tools on how to make them the looks their own. And then with the personalization, we'll be able to take it even further and work with you for ways to wear things and experiment together.
Great. Well, as a team working at the intersection of fashion and technology, what do you think fashion can learn from tech, and vice versa, what do you think tech can learn from fashion?
I love this question because I believe that it's very deep. And I never thought about it before I read your question. So actually, based on my private life, I believe that fashionista and the tech guy makes the best couple. So, and we see the proof of it in the rising chatbot era, because all the bots that are created by techies alone, they do not survive long term, because what techies want to do, they want to satisfy their curiosity for development, but they do not bring value to customers. On the other hand, the union of content and tech guys, people, allow content to be personalized and fit customers' personal interests. And what the and that's the way where the content is shifting towards, because nobody want to read news in general. They want to read news that are interested to them. They don't want to look for them. They want them to be kind of delivered to them straight away.
Yeah. So it really all comes down to that personalization and being able to provide value, because that's what fashion has done for so long, right?
Exactly. Yes.
And I love that you're doing it in a way that is encouraging people to be more conscious about the pieces that they do consume and how to be creative about the items that are already in their closet. So what is next for Epitome, and how can people stay in touch with you and follow what you're doing?
So our main goal now is personalization, and once again, personalization. Because what we want to do is you waking up in the morning, you're checking your messenger, and you get dressed looking fantastic in a minute. We know exactly what to suggest you, because we know your preferences, your body type, what you own, what event you're heading to tonight, and so on. So you have time to think and care about more important things.
And so how can people stay in touch with you and follow what you're doing?
First of all, you need to add us in Facebook Messenger. It is direct link m.me/epitome, or just search for Epitome from your smartphone. You can find us on Instagram or Facebook or in web, and all the links is going to lead you to our bot.
Awesome. Well, we'll put the links up on Electric Runway so that people can link to it and give it a try. I'm sure they'll be very excited to learn that they're going to have endless and effortless style with 40 pieces. So I wish you luck with your venture, and thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you a lot, Amanda.
That was my conversation with Anastasia and Mariana, the co-founders of Epitome. To learn more about the chatbot or to try it out yourself, we invite you to visit them on Facebook at facebook.com/epitome. That's E-P-Y-T-O-M. We'll put the link up on electricrunway.com so you can take a look. As always, you can follow along all of our fashion tech adventures on Twitter and Instagram at electric_runway. Next week, we're speaking with Pete Ford of It's Me, a company with a mission to turn everyone into an avatar so they can better participate in their digital lives and cross over into the world of virtual reality. We'll talk about the implications of 3D body scanning and VR for retail and the future of shopping. Do you have a fashion tech story you want to share with our audience? Email me. I'm Amanda@electricrunway.com. That's it for today's episode. Until next time, here's looking towards the future. Music from today's episode by Jeff Kale.